Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, November 9th. It was the third GOP presidential primary debate in Miami last night, hosted by NBC News, and a lot of it was focused on foreign policy. And there was one topic all five candidates seemed to agree on: Israel's war on Hamas. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, and Ron DeSantis have very similar messages for Israel's prime minister.
The first thing I said to him when it happened was, I said, finish them.
Not only do you have the responsibility and the right to wipe Hamas off of the map, we will support you.
Finish the job once and for all with these butchers, Hamas.
But there were sharp divisions over whether the US should continue to support Ukraine against Russia's aggression. Chris Christie compared ignoring the conflict in Europe to the beginning of World War II, while in sharp contrast, Vivek Ramaswamy accused Ukraine and its leader of harboring Nazism. One topic that was noticeably missing from much of the debate was Tuesday's elections, where Republicans suffered some big losses in both head-to-head races and on the issue of abortion rights. And as with all the debates so far, former President Donald Trump's only appearance on stage was being the elephant in the room. He's still the clear frontrunner, but instead of taking part in last night's events, he held a rally just a few miles away. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says both Hamas and Israel have committed war crimes since the conflict erupted last month.
The atrocities perpetrated by Palestinian armed groups on the 7th of October were heinous. They were war crimes, as is the continued holding of hostages. The collective punishment by Israel of Palestinian civilians is also a war crime, as is unlawful, forcible evacuation of civilians.
He also urged both sides to agree to a ceasefire. The Israeli military reacted to the comments, saying its strikes on Gaza are within international law and claiming it takes, quote, feasible precautions.
It's such a feeling of joy and of triumph over adversity and not quitting.
That was a SAG-AFTRA member in LA, speaking as the Hollywood Actors Union reached a tentative agreement with the major film and TV studios. If it goes through, it'll put an end to one of the most disruptive strikes in Hollywood's history that's been going on for nearly 4 months and that ground the industry to a halt. We still don't know the details of the deal, as the union's board needs to vote on it, and it still needs to be ratified by members. But in a statement to its members, the union said the billion-dollar deal included significant increases in pay minimums, AI protections, and a streaming bonus. SAG-AFTRA president, actor Fran Drescher, says the agreement represents a, quote, new paradigm for Hollywood. The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and brother, James. This is the first time the committee has directly subpoenaed members of the president's family. This is the latest in the GOP's search into whether the president committed an impeachable offense when it comes to his family's foreign business dealings. Hunter Biden's counsel called the subpoenas a political stunt, and James Biden's lawyer said there was, quote, no justification for them. Both men's depositions are set to take place in December. Well, we better update our maps, because the world has a brand new island. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The world's newest island has risen out of the sea in the Pacific Ocean. Japan's meteorological agency says it was formed by an undersea volcanic eruption last week, just off the coast of one of its other islands. It doesn't have a name yet, but photos show the small eruption sending a dark cloud of ash above the tiny island. It's been a pretty lucrative year for Japan when it comes to islands. Back in March, the country discovered it had 7,000 more than it previously thought, thanks to new digital mapping. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.